This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For those of you who have not sampled, you know, our programming post Brian and Company, I encourage people to tune in noon to two for the Eric Erickson Show. It's on every day here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Conservative voice, unapologetic about it, but also unafraid to speak independently when, you know, not just falling in line in lockstep all the time on what the White House does. And so, in my opinion, gives him quite a bit of credibility. And it's always good to check in from time to time. You know, we read his, you know, he puts out notes. I mean, he produces a ton of content. He has a newsletter, show notes, a whole bunch of different things. And you can get his take either on the radio here on WTIC, or you can go to, you know, his show page and read for yourself. And Eric joins us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
And same to you. I mean, obviously, you know, my first initial desire to have you on today was to talk a little bit about Venezuela. And I'm just, now that we're a couple days removed and we're still not sure how the country is going to be run, but now we know the president wants to raise $3 billion to deal with it, we think, by selling some of their oil. What are your thoughts? I like to give someone like you generally, like, on what happened, what's happening, and what you think will happen.
Look, you know, I think getting rid of Maduro was a good thing. He's been indicted repeatedly in this country. There are more than one charge, more than one case against him. We did this to Manuel Noriega in 1989. We did this in Grenada in 1984. So there's precedent for it. What comes next is the big issue, though. It sounds like the president wants to control the country, but he's got to involve Congress in that if he does. I don't know that we need to, in large part because the way that country is organized is not taking out one man, the whole country falls. This is a system in place that's been there for 25 years. If we're working with the current president and behind the scenes people at the White House say that her public pronouncements are designed to hold the fort in Venezuela, but behind the scenes she's cooperative. Okay, this destabilizes China, Cuba, Russia, and the Western Hemisphere. It deprives China and Cuba of some oil. So strategically, it's a smart play. But this president and the White House are terrible communicators with why they're doing things. And that always causes them more problems than it should.
And listen, it's not Iraq. There's no need, at least it seems, to have like a lot of boots on the ground type thing. There's not a big resistance within the country, but who knows what the future will hold. I mean, there's some schools of thought that look at the instability in Iran and so on. And I don't know what your thoughts on Greenland are, but that there is the people we consider to be adversarial are in a worse position today, not just because of Venezuela.
Look, the Greenland thing is stupid. You don't have to be jerks to our allies. They would give you your military bases there if you wanted them. But with Venezuela, people also forget there are actually a couple of islands off the coast of Venezuela that the Venezuelan government gave to Iran. And I'm not making that up. You can look it up yourself. They make weapons there. They do money laundering there. So Venezuela's regime allowed Iran into the Western Hemisphere to engage in not just narco trafficking to fund Hezbollah, to fund Hamas, to fund their own terror operations, but to actually build the drones for Russia. I didn't even realize this until last week, that Iran builds drones for the Russians in Ukraine in Venezuela.
I had no idea myself until you just said it.
Yeah, and again, if the White House had told people this, people would be like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
What about the impact on Cuba?
Yeah, so this is the big one. Marco Rubio, of course, would love to liberate Cuba, his family, Cuban refugees. All of their oil comes from Venezuela for them, like 95% comes from Venezuela. So you've deprived them of the oil they need to run the country. It's not a coincidence that the 50-plus security agents who were killed in Venezuela, 100% of them were Cuban. The Cuban regime props up the Venezuelan government in exchange for oil to prop up Cuba. We've now undermined Cuba, which, by the way, has been giving China land on the north side of Cuba to spy on us.
Huh. We're talking with Eric Erickson from the Eric Erickson Show, which you can listen to here on WTIC noon to 2, Monday through Friday. And, you know, I'm curious if we could switch gears a little bit to things on within our shores. I mean, obviously, Tim Walz is not running for re-election. I mean, what a dramatic fall from grace. Could have been the vice president. Of the United States. I think the shift from him started in the debate. I mean, I was stunned at how bad he was in that debate, and it seems to have been downhill ever since. You know, I'm just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, this whole fraud thing, and I mean, they say there's an American woman behind all the Somali fraud in Minnesota, but it strikes me with all the tens of billions of dollars from COVID, like, there has to be fraud like this in every state in our country.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, here in Georgia where I am, two members of the state legislature were arrested yesterday for COVID fraud. So I'm pretty sure it happens everywhere. The thing about Minnesota is, look, we know the stats, and Tim Walz and others can scream racism about it, but 90% of the people who have been indicted are from Somalia. The number is not $18 to $20 billion. That was always ridiculous, but it does turn out to be $8 to $9 billion in fraud. It just in just Minnesota. So, oh, and by the way, that's a period of like 10 years, though, not just 1 year. But yeah, California, New York, Georgia, Louisiana. I mean, good Lord, Louisiana. Louisiana, one of the most corrupt states in the nation. Surely there's COVID fraud in these places, and we should engage in those as well instead of just targeting Minnesota.
So from your perspective, it's not really a red-blue thing. It's all the states.
All the states. I mean, look, again, two members of Georgia legislature, both of them Democrats, but nonetheless, in Georgia, have been arrested for COVID fraud just yesterday. So, yeah, we need to have these audits. Here's the problem, though, is neither side wants to hire the people necessary to investigate, because at some point, the investigators come after your constituents. That's a bipartisan problem.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, they've already said most of the people who were engaged in the fraud will never be indicted because they don't have the manpower to indict them.
Eric Erickson, The Eric Erickson Show. Again, noon to two here on WTIC. In terms of what else you're thinking about or working on, or what can we expect today?
You know, the Greenland situation, that they could get what they want if they were just nice people about it. But God forbid the White House is ever nice to an ally. They'd rather bully them. So they're going to undermine themselves there. And also now the president is sabotaging getting health care subsidies for people in Congress by bullying Republicans on pro-life legislation that they refuse to cave on.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to touch the pro-life conversation, in such a short interview, but the healthcare subsidy situation, when are we going to actually know? Like, it was doomsday scenario, right? For everyone's telling us.
Right.
And when are we going to know if the doomsday scenario is actually happening for people?
Well, you know, here a legitimate problem is you have Doug LaMalfa from California died yesterday. Jim Baird, congressman from Indiana, is in the hospital from a car wreck yesterday. So you now have a tie in the House of Representatives. You're not going to be able to get anything done. Mm-hmm. The Republicans in the Senate are willing to give Chuck Schumer every single thing he wants on this issue, other than the Hyde Amendment, which says taxpayer money can't be used for abortions. Schumer says, you got to give me that as well. The Republicans are saying no. It looks almost like the Democrats are trying to use this as a campaign issue now, and people's rates are going up. So they're going to have to find a compromise. Yeah. I just don't know that you can get it through the House now.
Interesting. I didn't know those two people were not in the fold in the short term. Eric, it's great to catch up as always. We appreciate your perspective, and we look forward to listening at noon Eastern time.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Eric Erickson. Again, noon to 2 here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.